This is a special edition for LDM. We're bringing you a lot of people that will talk to you about your wedding. Even if you're not in a relationship now, and you're male and female, it doesn't matter. If you're not in a relationship now, you need to start at least getting an idea of how wedding planning goes. Praise God. So we're trying to just provide information for you from when you are single right to when you get married. So I will deal with some of the relational or relationship issues. Then the pros, we come and deal with the logistics and all that of the wedding itself. So I have a few tips for you. I'll run through them quickly. Number one, think marriage and not just wedding. Think marriage and not just the wedding. What am I trying to say? My first point is that don't confuse the wedding with the marriage. They are not the same thing, okay? Even though both are important, but you need to understand marriage is the real deal. Wedding is a ceremony. Marriage is a covenant. Some people do too much wahala about the wedding. In fact, they over-prepare for the wedding for years, and they have little preparation for the marriage. Don't be overly obsessed with proposal. Be more focused about the marriage. Praise God. When I and my wife were getting married, I told you guys, I've shared it many times, one of the things I told her was that I didn't want her to be entering Okada or entering bus after I marry her. You see, that was my dream. I didn't want my wife, I didn't want my queen, I didn't want my bride to, you know. Man, are you learning? All right. I didn't want her, after I marry her, she will not be entering Okada. You know, so I told her, look, as I'm marrying you, one of the things I want us to do is I want you to get a car. I want you to have a car. I want you to have a car. So we cut down on a lot of things during the wedding just so that we could get a car. All right? And true to the plan, because I've told you, whatever two shall agree upon shall be established. There's nothing I and my wife have agreed about that didn't come to pass. Nothing. So we agreed she will have a car. And truly, by the wedding, we were able to buy her one very tiny green car. Like, but it was a small car, but it was a fine car. And, you know, so she had the car. Our dream came to pass. Now, but we cut a lot of things from the wedding. We didn't have a program during our wedding. You know, program? We didn't have. Because we just told ourselves, what are we using program to do? We can tell everybody the program. It's program not to inform people when they should stand up, we will tell them. They don't need their own personal program to know. Praise God. So we just do photocopy of our program. Photocopy. Pastor needs one. MC needs one. I think father and mother of the groom or something, they need one. The rest, we can be telling the rest of the people. It's time for picture, come out. It's time to sit down, stand up, my friend. That's all. Praise God. So we cut a lot of things. For instance, I was a pastor. I was a pastor then. So we had maybe close to 1,000 people or 800 or so people in church then. Or 400, I don't know, but somewhere, you know. So there was no way we could afford to feed all those people. There was no way we could afford to feed them. You see, it's either I do all those things and please people and not please my marriage. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was more focused on my marriage. That's what I'm trying to teach you. The wedding doesn't... Today, now, all those people that... Who came to my wedding? Do I remember? Do I care? Do they care where I am? My marriage is the most important thing. Praise God. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the wedding is not important. When the panel comes, they will tell you how important your wedding is. It's important. I'm just trying to say you must build on the right foundation. Do you understand? Marriage is the main foundation. What makes the wedding beautiful or worth it is when the marriage itself is working. I get what I'm saying. If the marriage doesn't work, I don't know if you have seen those weddings that are very lavish, very extravagant, and they don't make 1 month. They don't make 1 year. It's very sad. And their shelby was expensive. They now say you want to break up. My brother, you can't break up like that. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the point is that I'm not saying weddings are not important. Weddings are beautiful, but and the right thing is, but focus on the marriage. Marriage is the foundation. If marriage is right, then the wedding becomes beautiful. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we announced in church that day. We came and said, we have good news. Pastor K is getting married. Woo! Everybody shouted. Second news, you can't attend. Because we can't feed everybody. So we told everybody in church, you can come for the church joining, the wedding is in church, but we can't afford to have all of you in reception. We told them, if I feed 400, 500 people, 600 people, how do I, there wasn't feasible. And I was a young pastor. Church was not paying me a salary. And I had told the church accountant and all that, not a dime of church money must be found in my wedding. It's not church getting married, it's me getting married. So you can't spend church funds on my wedding. I told them that. And I couldn't afford to feed everybody. Praise God. Yeah, some people got angry, but what you really need to know is that people that matter don't mind, and people that mind don't matter. Hallelujah. That's when I learned that saying, and till that time that stuck to me. People that matter don't mind, people that mind don't matter. And as we announced it, some people that were still our people, they still came and gave us money. It was some of those money we used to be buying, saving for the car. Some people were grumbling, why, they don't matter. They will still be offended anyway. Hallelujah. So think marriage, not just wedding, okay? The wedding is a ceremony. The marriage is a covenant. The wedding is for a few hours. The marriage is for life. The wedding is for people. The marriage is for both of you. Okay, let me move. Second thing you must understand. Don't be available for dating. Be available for marriage. What do I mean? For single people especially. Don't be available for dating. Be available for marriage. What does it mean? Especially when you're a mature person. If you're anywhere above 24, don't let anybody come and waste your time with undefined relationship. I just want us to be together for some time. To what? At this level, I'm not open for just dating, casual dating. I'm ready. I'm looking for somebody that wants to marry. That's what I'm looking for. See, ladies, don't be ashamed to make your terms and conditions clear. Ladies are always afraid to say their mind. You see, what men do, men always come into a relationship and they say their mind. They say what they want. I just want to date you. I just want to see if I can be sleeping with you for now. They might not say it in those exact words, but they make their intentions clear. They make it clear that I am not making any concrete agreement with you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So men come into the relationship making what they want very clear. It's women that always find it hard to make what they want clear. Women, you must understand, men are very okay with being challenged. In fact, men do better with women that challenge them. But you are doing good, girl, following him, not making your stand clear, not making what you want clear, just following him like a sheep to the slaughter. That's why he's slaughtering you. You are now asun. He has slaughtered you without anything being defined. Make your own intentions known. He has made his intentions known. I'm looking for a girlfriend that has no commitment, no entanglement, no definition. He has made it clear. You say your own, does that work for you? Does that arrangement work? If it doesn't work for you, say, no, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for something serious. I'm 20-something years old. Right now, I'm not playing with my life. I'm looking for somebody that is planning a future with. That's who I'm looking for. If we don't agree, let's go our separate ways. But women somewhere in their mind think, let me pretend everything is fine. Then you enter. You have dated for 3 years. Then you now call Pastor K. I say, hey, pray with me that my boyfriend will propose. How can you be praying? You are the prize. You can't be the one praying. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. You can be. Can you imagine gold medal praying that let Usain Bolt win me? You are the prize. You are the one they are trying to win. So you must carry yourself like somebody precious. You can't be the one praying that the man should marry you when he has already finished. He has started using you already. You are washing cloth, washing plate. He's sending you to market. I can't say people from everywhere in the world. I'm telling you real life stories, though. As in, there are some cases, the guy will bring 3K, give the girl, that's 3 pot of soup. I'm telling you real stories. She will go and cook over the weekend and come and stock his fridge. You're already a house girl. Then you are praying that he should propose. What a shame. God can't even answer that prayer because he knows you are a princess. He's embarrassed that you, the princess, are begging him to tell the bum boy to come and propose. When you should be the one carrying yourself with pride and dignity. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Don't do that to yourself, oh, ladies. Don't do that. Say what you want. Don't enter relationships that are not defined. Many people are in situationships. You say, who is this guy to you? We are, I don't really know what we are. But you've already started having sex. You've started having sex, yet the relationship is not even defined. You're not saying, what are we? After 6 months of sleeping overnight in his house, you're asking, what are we? We are neighbor. Neighbor. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So ladies, don't be afraid to say what you want. What you want is marriage. Be clear about it. Let me tell you, ladies, guys don't really like marriage. Guys like sex. And you see, and they go after it. They don't. They're not ashamed. They go after it. You have to make sure you don't volunteer yourself to be used. That's all you need to do. Anybody is free to prize you anything they like. It's for you, by your body language, to show them that that's not the kind of range you go for. Are you getting what I'm saying? Everybody can open a shop. By the time you enter, that's why in some shop, they even put the price on it so that you avoid much talking. Any shop, they don't put price. You can come and price anything. So how much is this? It's 5K. Let me give you 200 naira. Show by 200. Or yeah, 250. So in some shops, they don't want to waste their speed. They just put the price there. 5,000 naira. So when you say, what's the price? They'll say, it's written, just go naira. So when you see it, you from there, you pass and go out. I was teaching them in Abuja, and I've said it here before. Because some men say, how can we buy a car? How can we marry somebody we don't test drive? How can we buy a car we don't test drive? It's not all car they test drive. Oh, somebody's not hearing what I'm saying. I say, it's not all cars they test drive. There are some cars you can test drive. Whenever I travel abroad, it's my job. I go about car shop because I like cars. I go and be test driving cars, be checking cars. But there are some places I enter. Even me, I respect myself. Before they ask me to respect myself, me, I respect myself. It's not all car the test drive. But when you enter a Ferrari store, in a Ferrari shop, there are cars there that are 200,000, 300,000, 400,000. There are some that are 1 million, 1 point something million dollars, one car. When you first enter the showroom, nobody talks to you. Ferrari, you will enter. Everybody just, they don't even see you. Because they know their real customers cannot just be passing by and branch. It's not bread. Oh, somebody's not hearing what I'm saying. It's not bread. You want to buy $1 million, you are passing by. You can't pass by and mistakenly buy it. If you're going to spend $1 million, you must have planned for months. You must have been calling them and book appointment. They know they are real customer. You just pass enter. They can use from, they just continue. Nobody can talk to you. By the time you go around and on the car, they will write, do not touch. Something will be telling you, behave yourself. They put it on the car. Do not touch. They burn you if you like yourself. By the time you see the price, you will know why they say you should not touch. Nobody will talk to you. By the time you look the price, look, by yourself. As you use your leg, enter. Now you go use your leg, come out. Just they go. Nobody talks to you. By the time you now talk to them, they will now answer you. You say, you say, I want to test drive. $1 million car. If you go outside, your car that jam you. Who will pay? Then they test drive those cars. Are you here, somebody? You don't test drive any car. Ladies, you are not for test driving. Oh, I didn't hear you. I said, you are not for test driving. You're a masterpiece. You're a precious ornament in the hand of God. Let me move quickly. So be clear before you start messing up with the person. Be clear where you're going. You know, you shouldn't even be messing up at all, but I'm just saying, be clear. Don't go. You've gone far already, and you're asking, what are we? You know, what are you trying to define a relationship that has already gone far? All right, next one. Proposal doesn't have to be dramatic or public. Doesn't have to be. I know that this generation, Instagram have finished some people's life. Instagram. You if they don't propose to you publicly on top of Third Mainland Bridge, your body will not go down. It's not written anywhere in the Bible or anywhere in the Constitution of Nigeria that they must propose to you publicly or dramatically. Are you here, somebody? Proposal doesn't have to be public and it doesn't have to be dramatic. You can propose in your middle of your house. You can propose in church in one corner. It doesn't have to be dramatic and people will take photo and take camera and all this thing. Are you here, somebody? We are overly obsessed. And nobody put us under this punishment. We are the one that put the pressure on ourselves. So the young boy that can't even buy an engagement ring now is under pressure. And if he doesn't propose to you, you'll be very angry. You will not be, you'll be dealing with depression because of proposal. Proposal doesn't mean the marriage will work. I didn't propose to my wife publicly. I didn't propose dramatically. I didn't even give her an engagement ring. I told her, I'm not engaging you, I'm marrying you. Are you here, somebody? But the marriage is sweet.
There are many ones that were a dramatic proposal that even me have supervised the returning of the ring. Because the relationship didn't work. After the dramatic proposal, they didn't major on the major. So we had to return the ring. Some, we had to sell the ring. I supervised the selling myself. We found agent, say, this ring. They used to engage this girl, but the boy is stupid. So now the relationship has broke. To heal her broken heart, she needs to buy ice cream and go for vacation. And who we pay? Who we pay for that he broken heart? So we will sell the ring, and she will go for vacation with it. So we look for someone in the church that can sell rings. So we need it. We have a good. I've supervised the selling of many. Myself. Some will return it if the boy is a good boy. Some we sell to patch the broken heart. Because you need plaster. Abi, ladies, you know what I'm talking about? Who will pay for the domino pizza you are eating? And the ice cream you're eating after breakup? I can't. Not the one that will pay. It's the ring. We use the ring to cushion the bill. Praise God. Are you here, somebody? So don't be overly obsessed with proposal. Focus on the marriage. I was talking to somebody and he said, his fiance, the girl he was in a relationship was behaving somehow. And he was saying, when will, because I was coaching him, I told him, give it some time. Don't do anything yet. He was saying, when will all this thing end now? Because he already has the ring. He wants to propose by so-and-so date. I said, don't be concerned about proposal. Be concerned about marriage. If our character doesn't change, this ring will still collect it back. So don't be in a hurry. If somebody gets what I'm saying? Don't be obsessed about proposal. Be more interested in the character and the marriage. That's more important. Next point. Prayer is still in vogue. I say prayer is still in vogue. Many young people don't know the power of prayer anymore. You want to marry, you don't pray. You don't seek God's face. Even when you found a man, you don't cover the whole thing with prayer. You just be walking about freely. Prayer is still in vogue. Always still take time to pray. About who to marry, about if God's will. Seek God's face. Don't just use your emotions. I like the person, I just go on. I have to run. I have just 1 minute. Third parties. Always involve your pastor. Very important. Or anybody's a spiritual guide over you or a mentor over you. Preferably before you involve your parents. Okay? Try to involve your pastor for your parents. Why am I saying that? Very simple. If you involve your parents when you're not sure the relationship is going to go forward, you will appear unserious. You will appear unserious for your parents. Your parents is not a place you should go more than once. Your pastor that is coaching you in church should have more tolerance of you coming 10 times. With 10 different, but your parents, they're not people you go and see and say, this is my wife. Then next week, you say, that one didn't work. By the time you come again, you look unserious. You understand what I'm saying? So I always advise people, see your pastors first. Let them help you check it out. Let them ask you questions. Who is this guy? What does he do? Because these are things your parents will still ask you. So they will help you screen you ahead. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So they will help you so that you won't go and embarrass yourself before your parents. Okay? So I pray you see your pastors first. Introduce the person to your pastor or whatever. There was one lady that brought her fiancé to me. The way the person, the guy shook me. She said, meet my pastor. Pastor, meet my fiancé. I gave the guy a handshake. The way... I said, this guy is not born again. This guy is not born again. This one, there's no Holy Ghost inside this guy. He can't shake pastor like this. Because if he's born again... and he belongs to a spiritual family somewhere, he will have spiritual home training. There's spiritual home training. Are you getting what I'm saying? If he's coming from a family, spiritual family, they would have taught him, that's not how you greet people. If the way he shook me shows he's not submitted anywhere. He has no spiritual parents. He doesn't belong in any spiritual family. And truly, that marriage, I told them not to marry, to slow down for canceling another. They were in a hurry. They got married. They didn't make up to 1 year, 1 year plus. They were divorced. I was right. That handshake was a bad sign. Are you here, somebody? After all, lastly, when you go and do the introductions to your parents, study your in-laws before you go. Very important. Study your in-laws. Don't just rush there. Don't just go there with your free mind. Study them, okay? If your in-laws are traditional people, make sure you greet them traditional way. When I was going to meet my in-laws also, there's a way they greet in their own village. They have particular greeting for my husband, particular greeting for the wife. I had to learn the greeting and use that greeting. I didn't come and say, good afternoon, sir. See, that's how we greet where I'm coming from. No, you are the one coming to ask them for something. You must speak their own language. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't just go there. Say, good evening, sir. Hi. Find out where you are going. If where you are going, their in-laws are very into fairity. They like a show. They like how people look. Then you will dress well when you are going. It might be your best cloth. You might even borrow the cloth. But you know that where you are going, you must make an impression. You don't have a second chance to make a first impression. So research where you are going. Research where you are going. Okay? Very, very important. Okay? When you get there, if you have to travel to go and meet your in-laws, don't sleep in the same room with your fiancé. Some girls or boys don't have sense. You traveled to go and stay. Two of you traveled to go and stay with his parents to see them. Then you and him in the night, two of you enter the same room. Don't give them impression that you're a spoiled child. Don't give the impression that you're a girl that has been doing abortion since you were born. Because that's the impression you are showing them you don't have home training. So don't do that. Sleep in another room. Don't even. Yeah, and if throughout you stay there, if you people are going to talk in the parlor. Don't go into his room to talk. Old people, we assume you people are doing nonsense. They will think you don't have home training. So don't do that, okay? Very important. And if they offer you food, please don't finish the food. Don't finish the food. Especially if they give you that meat. You know that meat that doesn't hear a word? How many of you know that meat that is very strong? No matter how much you cut it, it's jumping, it's bouncing. And you are chasing it. Mm-mm, leave that meat. He that live to fight, we that run away, how they say it? We live to fight another day. You must not win that battle today. You will come back when you are an accepted son and use your hand and eat that meat. But not that day. Because if you keep eating that meat is the meat that will fly and jump on your shirt. You know that meat? It doesn't hear a word. Or it can jump and fly into your mother-in-law's eyes. You have spoiled your chances. Leave that meat that doesn't hear a word. You cut them in the jump, leave it. Or that mama that refused to tear apart. You know that mama? Leave it. All these things are traps of the devil to destroy your marital destiny. It's your village people that send that meat to you. You must not go near that meat. Leave it. He that lived to fight another day, we had to say it. He that run. Eh? He that fights and runs away, we live to fight another day. Beautiful. That's the thing you tell that meat. I'm coming back for you. I'll be back. Praise God. And if you're the lady or something, after you eat, pack your plates. They will tell you not to worry, but worry. Don't trust them. Don't believe them. Worry. Pack your plate. Sweep. In the morning, wake up. If you're in your house, you don't normally lay your bed. That day, when you wake up, lay your bed. Sweep. They'll tell you, don't worry, but sweep. Drag with the house up to sweep. You need to show them you have home training. Your first impression matters. Even if you never sweep again till you die. That day, sweep. Praise God. And don't assume they are not watching you. Even if you can't see them, always behave yourself. Comport yourself. They usually are peeping through window, peeping through cut to see your behavior. So when you just see anybody, you're just picking your thing. They are watching you. They are peeping. Praise God. When you escort yourself or escort, they are watching from window. Don't hug. Don't do all those things. Just greet like brother and sister. I'm be going. Don't be doing hug up. Not, that's not time for romance. Praise God. Have you been blessed? All right.
Hi. I believe you enjoyed watching today's episode of Love, Dating and Marriage. I want to let you know that every relationship is built on love. And the Bible says God is love. So without an active and living relationship with God, you cannot love the way God wants you to love. If you're watching this program today and you are not born again, you don't have an active relationship with Jesus Christ, I would like to pray with you right now. Wherever you are, can you just say these prayers after me? Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, you are now a born-again Christian. Look for a good Bible-believing church around you and let us know about your experience with God. Write us, send us, our details are on the screen. We would like to hear from you. God bless you.